listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Thy word is a lamp.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of Jesus. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the Epistle of Paul to the Romans. We are in chapter 4, and last time we stopped at verse 20, and we are going to continue from there this week. And last time we read about Abraham's faith, which was accounted as righteousness. It was credited to his account as righteousness, not his works, but his faith in God. He believed God, the word tells us. Even when he was 100 years old and his wife was 90, he still believed that he would be able to father a son. But God is able to do all things. He is the omnipotent God, omniscient, omnipresent. So we cannot limit him. We must be like Father Abraham, who believed God. And his belief in God was accounted as righteousness. So we are going to continue from verse 20 this week. But before we begin, let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your many blessings in our lives. Thank you for allowing us to be here another Saturday evening to go through your word. We thank you that your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our pathway. We thank you that your word, O God Almighty Lord, prevents us from stumbling along this Christian journey. So we thank you right now for who you are, what you are doing. Thank you for your people who are listening. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus, O God, they will not just be listeners, but they will be doers of your word. Father, we thank you for your presence with us. We thank you for your guidance, O God. We thank you for your illumination of your word to us as we continue to glean from your word. We give you thanks and praise as we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We continue from verse 20. The word of God says, verse 20 of Romans 4, the word of God says, Abraham, he staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. So Abraham did not waver at the promises of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith. His faith brings glory to God. When we believe God and when we step out in obedience, it does bring glory to the name of our Lord. So Abraham's faith, because he was so strong in faith, he glorifies God. His lifestyle glorifies God. Verse 21 of Romans 4. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. So Abraham was fully convinced that what God promised, he was able to bring to pass. So we have to be fully convinced. We must believe God, take him at his word, and know that whatever God promises, he will bring it to pass. Verse 22 of Romans chapter 4. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. So because of his strong belief, his strong faith in God, it was credited to his account as righteousness. So it was not Abraham's work, but it was his faith in God that was credited to his account as righteousness. Verse 23 of Romans 4. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him. Verse 24, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. So Paul was saying that this word is written for us also, whom the righteousness of God shall be imputed to those who believe in God, who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. So God's righteousness is also imputed to those who believe God, those of us who put our trust in Jesus Christ, The word of God tells us that we are justified by faith in Jesus Christ our Lord. So because we place our faith in the righteous one, his righteousness is credited to our account because we believe in the righteous Son. So Paul was saying that this word was not just for Abraham. It's not showing that it was only imputed to Abraham, but for all of us who will believe on Jesus Christ. Verse 25, the last verse of Romans chapter 4, the word of God says, who was delivered for our offenses? Who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification? So Paul was saying that Jesus was put to death for our offenses and was raised from the dead on the third day, so that those that put their trust in him will be justified or declared righteous. So we can refer to 2 Corinthians 5:21. The word said, for he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So Christ himself took on our offenses. He was delivered up for our offenses, not any of his own. He couldn't sin. He's a sinless, spotless Lamb of God. But he was delivered up for our sins, our offenses, and was raised again, people of God. His resurrection from the dead caused us, as we put our trust in him, to be justified, to be declared righteous before the Father. Bring us back into that relationship with Abba Father. For he has made him to be sin for us. So he became our sin substitute. He became our sin sacrifice. So he knew no sin, that we might be made, that God's righteousness might be imputed on us. People of God, we must understand what Christ did for us at the cross. He died for us so that you and I today can have life and have it more abundantly. He died that we might have eternal life in him. So, but we first have to put our trust in him. We have to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and we shall be saved. So it's, the word of God is reminding us today, put our trust in Jesus. There's no other way to God the Father. There's no other way we can be justified but by putting our faith in Jesus Christ the Son. So as faithful Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him as righteousness, we also want to put our trust in Jesus Christ, the one who died for us and was raised again from the dead. And right now he's sitting at the place of authority. He ever lived to make intercession for us. We just thank God for bringing us to the end of chapter 4. And we are going to continue on. For Paul continue on in chapter 5. And we are going to be looking at Romans chapter 5 verse 1. The word of God said, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So Paul was saying that because of what Christ has done at the cross for us, we are now justified by our faith in his finished work. We are justified by the finished work of the cross and are now reconciled to God the Father through our Lord Jesus Christ. Only through Jesus Christ can we be reconciled to God. We have peace with God. We are now reconciled. That peace there means to be reconciled. We are now reconciled to God. We are now back in fellowship with God because of what Christ has done for us at the cross. So we have to put our trust in the one who died for us, in the righteous Son who died in our place. And today you and I can have life and have it more abundantly. Look at verse 2 of Romans chapter 5. But whom also we have access, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. So Paul was saying that by Christ Jesus, we have access by putting our faith in him. We have this unmerited favor of God to keep us grounded and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God that shall be revealed in us when Christ returns for us. So people of God, we have the grace of God to keep us steadfast and movable. The word of God tells us that his grace is sufficient for us. His grace is sufficient to keep us on this Christian journey so that we can continue to live that life holy and acceptable to God. So we are to be people who continuously look to our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, come to me. He said, come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. So we have that grace to help us to stand. And that's the grace wherein we stand, that unmerited favor of God. Verse 3 of Romans chapter 5. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience. So Paul was saying that we not only boast in the truth of our hope of being glorified when Christ returns, but we can now boast in tribulation. We can boast in hard times. We can boast in distresses, in trials. Also being aware that tribulation produces endurance. Tribulation produces endurance, people of God. If we don't go through trials, we will not learn how to endure in this life. We have to go through trials to build up that spirit of endurance in us. Look at verse 4 of Romans 5. And patience, experience, and experience hope. So endurance produces experience. So if we don't go through rough times, if we don't grow through our trials, people of God, we won't build up and endurance, and we won't have any experience. The word of God said, and experience brings what? Produce hope. So if we don't have experiences of going through a rough time and seeing God's hands of mercy on us and seeing God coming through for us, then people of God, we won't live hopeful, because we run out of all our trials and never go through the trials for us to be built up, for us to be able to endure, to have that endurance, so that we can gather experience and have the experience to look back on and to say, God came through for me during this time, so I know he will come through again. That's how our faith is built up, people of God. By our experience and seeing God coming through for us over and over. And that makes us hopeful. So we live each day with expectation that God will come through for us, just like how he did come through for us before. So we see, people of God, where endurance produces experience and experience hope. So without any endurance, we won't have any experience. And without experience, we won't have any hope. So people of God, let us know that by the grace of God, we can go through whatever trials come, knowing that God is able to see us through. He's with us and he goes through it with us. So let us not draw away and run away from trials, but let us go through the trials and gain that endurance and gain that experience and live a life of hopefulness. Look at verse 5 of Romans 5. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So Christ is our living hope, and he brings no disappointment. That shame there means disappointment. He brings no disappointment, because the love of God is poured out by the Holy Ghost in every chamber of our hearts. The Holy Spirit is always at work, people of God. Always at work, pouring out the love of the Father on us. So let us ask the Holy Spirit to help us to make the soil of our hearts pliable to receive the outpouring of God's love. If our hearts are filled up with all sort of things, malice, unforgiveness, and all those things will prevent the love of God from finding that place in our hearts. So our hearts have to be clean. Blessed are the pure in heart, the word of God says, for they shall see God. We want the love of God to be poured out in us. The Holy Spirit is pouring, but we want to be receptacles that are able to receive the love of God. So we ask the Holy Spirit to purge us, to cleanse us, to make the soil of our hearts ready for that love that he's pouring out on his people. Look at verse 6 of Romans chapter 5. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Paul was saying that when we were yet without strength, we were still in our sinful state. In due time, in that fullness of time, people of God, everything that happens in God's kingdom is always in his due time. So in due time, in the fullness of time, Christ laid down his life for the ungodly. Christ laid down his life for the sinners. Christ laid down his life for humanity. For we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Look at verse 7 of Romans 5. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. So Paul was saying that it is very rare that someone would die for a righteous man. Yet perhaps, or maybe, for a good man, some would even dare to die. So can you stop and just think on this? Doesn't matter how good that person is. Who would want to lay down their life for that person? But when we think of what Christ has done for us, the word of God says he laid down his life for sinful humanity. Look at verse 8 of Romans chapter 5. But God commended his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Paul was saying that God did something that no human could do. He demonstrated his love for us by dying for us while we were in our sinful state. People of God, that is love. That is sacrificial love. He laid down his life for us when we were still in our sinful state. He didn't wait until we were even trying to be good. Because we can't make ourselves good. The word tells us there is none good. No, not one. But God so loved us that he laid down his life. The word of God said God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. God laid down his life. He demonstrated that love on the cross for us. He died for us while we were still sinners. While we were yet in our sinful state, Christ died for us. When on the cross, he said, "It is finished." He accomplished what no one else could accomplish for humanity. He redeemed us with his own blood. His own precious blood became that sacrifice. He became that sacrifice for us. He laid down his life for us. He took our place, people of God. It should have been us on that cross, but he took our place. For the wages of sin is death, the word of God said. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He took our sin on the cross and he gave us his righteousness. When we put our trust in him, the righteous one, he imputes his righteousness on us. So because of what he has done at the cross for us, people of God, As we put our trust in him, we can say that we are justified by faith in Jesus Christ, not our works, lest we should boast. But we are justified by putting our faith, our confidence, our trust in the finished work at the cross. The word of God tells us, Jesus cried out on the cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He was forsaken so that we could be forgiven. He took the penalty for us, people of God. And because of that, we want to continuously put our trust in Jesus. Trust him wholeheartedly and knowing that he is the only one that can save us. But there is no other name under heaven whereby we can be saved but by the name of Jesus. No other name but the name of Jesus. So we are to put our trust in Jesus Christ alone. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So we want to put our trust in Jesus. We want to look to him always. We want to be prepared, to be ready for his return, for his coming back. He's coming back for people who have put their trust in the blood sacrifice that he has made for us at the cross. So we want to, oh God, people of God, to be ready and waiting for his coming. Look at verse 9 of Romans chapter 5. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. So Paul was saying that being now declared righteous by our faith in the blood sacrifice of our Lord, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through Christ. It's only by putting our faith in the Son, in the Lord Jesus Christ, then we shall be saved from the wrath of God. We shall be saved from eternal punishment, eternally separated from God. That's how we are saved, only when we put our trust in Jesus Christ. Then we are saved from the wrath of God. We are saved from the eternal punishment of God the Father. So we have to come to understand that it's just by putting our faith in Jesus Christ, the perfect sacrifice, the perfect Lamb of God who died for us, that's when we are saved, saved from the wrath of God, saved from the wrath to come. We don't want to be the children of disobedience who disobeyed God and will suffer his wrath, will suffer eternal separation from God. We want to be those that hear the word of God and purpose in our hearts to believe, purpose in our hearts to put our trust in Jesus Christ. The word said, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Are we willing to hear the word of God? Are we willing to not only hear, but to obey the word of God? So God is calling us to that place of hearing his word and obeying him. Look at verse 10 of Romans chapter 5. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. So Paul was saying that if when we were sinners, enemies of God, we were brought back into a relationship with God the Father by the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, much more now being brought back in right standing, in right relationship with God, we shall be saved, or we shall be delivered by his life, his resurrection from the dead, and him living eternally, that gives us eternal life, that those that put their trust in him. So it is only for those that put their trust in him. People of God, he died on the cross for us, but we have to do something. We have to put our trust in him. Believe that he is our sin sacrifice. Believe that he redeems us, not with silver or gold, but with his precious blood. So we have to put our faith continuously in Jesus Christ, looking unto him, the author and finisher of our faith. The word said, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. So we are to understand what Christ has done for us at the cross. For the word of God said, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son. Much more now being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. People of God, only by putting our trust in Jesus Christ can we be saved. We want to be people who walk with the assurance that we are saved. Saved by putting our trust in Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we have to understand that we are redeemed not with silver or gold, but with the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are going to continuously look to Jesus. We are going to continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Believe in God. For God said in his word, without faith it is impossible to please him. For when we come, we must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So people of God, we are to seek him daily. We are to seek him wholeheartedly. His words tells us those who seek him with their whole heart, they shall find him. So we want to find him. We want to cleave to him. We want to worship him in spirit and in truth. We want to be people who are walking in that relationship with our God and our Savior. Let us continue on into verse 11 of Romans chapter 5. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. So Paul was saying that it's not just our eternal salvation, but right now we rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have been atoned for. He gave his life a ransom for us. Our sin have been blotted out, erased. Those who have put their trust in Jesus Christ. We have so much, people of God, to be joyful for. Christ has allowed us through his atonement to live a fulfilled life here on earth and to gain eternal life with him. God bless you here this evening. Thank you all for listening. And I pray that as we go through these words, that we will come into a closer relationship with Jesus Christ, our Lord. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for your word to us this evening. We thank you for all that you have done and all that you are doing. We thank you for the hope that we have in you. We thank you for the joy and peace that comes through you, Jesus. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus that your word will find good soil in the hearts of your people, that it will germinate and bring forth fruits of righteousness. Father, we pray for your blessings to be upon all those that are listening right now. And we pray, oh God, even for those that are not yet saved, that they will come to know you as Lord and Savior. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory and honor as we look to you by faith in no other name but the name of Jesus. And we say amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you all for listening. And God's willing, we'll be back here next week. And we'll continue from verse 11 of Romans chapter 5. Blessings to you all. Praise the Lord.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.